Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that.
Yes.
I didn't understand that.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency? Thank you.
No.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
Over 75.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In our community, they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries? We still have a few more options. I don't know if you could change your mind. We had housing and property insurance costs, abortion, K-12 education, and hurricane and flooding preparation.
Oh.
Is it still inflation?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Negative.
So would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Just a little unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
No.
Oh, somewhat.
Unfavorable. Not so much.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable, yes, Ron DeSantis.
And lastly, we have Joe Biden.
Negative. Totally negative.
And is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. Now, from the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it increasing teacher pay, reducing class sizes, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of schools, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, or increasing school choice options?
Wow. I'd say all of the above if you could afford it, but probably out of that I would like the student scores, should be improved. I think that's, go ahead.
Improving the academic rating of schools?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Once again, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is your local PTA or PTO.
I have no opinion.
Thank you. Then we have private schools.
I'm favorable.
And is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
No. I'm favorable.
Favorable?
Yes.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have charter schools.
Somewhat favorable.
Moms for Liberty.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that one.
Moms for Liberty.
I'm not familiar with that.
Never heard of them or no opinion?
I've never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. Then we have teachers.
I'm very favorable to teachers, very favorable.
Teachers unions?
I am unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have traditional public schools.
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Traditional public schools. Yes.
Yeah, favorable for that, yeah.
And is that very favorable or just
very, somewhat? Very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have your county school board.
As far as I know, they're, I would say, somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Yes. Favorable, but not
and
very
is that,
favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Oh, somewhat approve.
Yeah, somewhat approve.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
In my neighborhood, I do not know. I have no opinion.
Based on what you've heard or people have commented, based on...
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know what our neighborhood school is. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go to the next. Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or...
That's what I would choose.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
I agree with that. Yes, they should.
Yes, the next one was, we need to better fund our public schools. While education a choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Is it still the first one?
Yeah, it's the first one. I think we ought to improve our public schools.
Okay, thank you. Oh, but if we have the second one was we need to better fund our public schools. So I'm confused now.
Yes, we need to better fund our public schools. Teacher salaries.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me and we should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
I like the third one. We should not make it political.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political, and parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
I think that they should. They should be able to speak themselves before the school board.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. Now, you will be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
I'd approve of that.
And would you be much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
I'd be more likely to do it, yes.
Much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Yes, I would support that.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely to support that candidate?
I'd be more likely, yes, much more likely.
Much more. Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I would support that much more, yes.
Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
I would barely support. Yeah, I'd support that, but not nearly to an extreme.
So would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
I would support that much more. I'd be much
thank
more
you.
Supportive of that, yes.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Yeah, I support that, yeah.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely to support
somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I would somewhat support that. A candidate, mm-hmm. I would some support, yes.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I won't support that.
And would you be much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for that candidate?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I would definitely not support that. And I would.
And
would
that be much less likely? Or somewhat
less likely. I'd be much less likely to support that.
Thank you. And second to last, we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I would strongly support that. So I would support that candidate very much. Yes.
Much more likely.
Much.
Thank you. And last, we have a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I would support that. Yes.
And would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely to support?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. And this is just for classification purposes.
How long have we got here? I've been on there now 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
A few more. They are very quick. Now, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 years and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? Or more than 20 years all of life?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say I was conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I would be somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of school? What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than a high school diploma? Yes?
No. Master's degree.
Thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who will currently attend school?
No.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, or a few times a month or longer?
Check our what? I'm sorry.
Your mailbox.
Every day.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.